Yeah, I'm very glad that you are here finally.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to play tonight in Freiburg at the Great Ranking Thing. I don't know if you've ever been there or
no.
in Freiburg. I can't
no,
remember.
We only played in Swamp years ago, 3 or 4 years
okay.
ago.
As I Am Oak or
yeah.
together with Black Atlantic?
Last year we played Swamp with Black Oak.
Yep.
And then in 2011 or something we played with As I Am Oak in the Swamp. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you could introduce yourself and yeah, your function in the band at the beginning.
Yeah, so I'm Thijs and I'm the sort of the band leader of I Am Oak, and with us is Robbie. Say hi.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah,
hi,
I was going to say I was Robbie.
Yeah.
I'm the guitar player, long-time guitar player of I Am Oak. Started as a banjo player, actually, which was very long ago.
I'm Nick. I'm the new guy. Play bass. No, I'm a recovering alcoholic.
I'm Joran. I'm the stand-in drummer. I play with Black Oak, and Thijs asked me to join him with this tour because his normal drummer couldn't make it.
You sound quite American.
Oh, thanks.
But you're all from Netherlands?
Well, all from the Netherlands.
But you lived in America, no?
Yeah, but that was 16 years ago.
Well, we grew up in front of the television in the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't have
yeah.
dubbing, just have subtitles.
Mm-hmm. That's why you speak better English than we do.
It's just a theory.
Yeah.
It's a theory. No, I know it. Practice.
All right.
So, Nick, you said you are quite new. I Am Oak exists since 2008, right? How many changes have been in the band since then? It's almost 10 years.
Yeah, not that much. Robbie's been there since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing some solo shows, but quickly I asked Robbie to join me on guitar and banjo, and then this guy Dave was playing drums with us, and he did that for a couple of years. And then Stefan joined us on bass, so then we were like a real band with drums, bass, and me playing guitar, Robbie playing guitar. And this was set up for about 2 years, I think. And then we got a new drummer. Dave left us, and Tomo
mm-hmm.
came to drum. And then we had a girl in the band for a while playing keys. And when she left, we were just the four of us. And that's been the band for the last 4 years, I think. And this year, the bass player left us. And then Nick joined us. And this is his first tour. And yeah, it was, we just said Tomo couldn't make it on this tour, so Joran is
mm-hmm.
drumming for us now.
Do you still play solo, or are you still on
yeah.
solo on tour?
Yeah, sometimes I play solo. It depends on the venue, or if I play support for a bigger band or something and they want to have a solo act, or places where they don't have enough money to get the band, then I play solo. So it always depends a little bit on the occasion, but usually it's band, but unless something else.
What's the main difference between playing solo and with the band, except that you are quite lonesome?
Yeah, I like it both, and it's nice to play solo sometimes, but there's a big difference in the way it sounds, I guess, because when I'm playing solo, it's just me and my guitar, so it's pretty quiet, and when we play with the band, it's with electric guitars and keys and stuff, and it can sound quite loud at some moments during the set, so it's a lot more dynamic. And solo it's just me and my guitar, so it only works well in certain types of settings, I think.
And are people more concentrated on you and on the lyrics?
Yes,
when you're solo.
Yeah,
I guess.
yeah but that also only works when the setting is there, so when it's in a nice church or a something that sort of has people more focused or something. And with the band, you're more versatile. So you can play anywhere. And if people are really listening, you can play a little bit quieter. When people are talking or something, we can sort of make a lot of noise to cancel out the talking. And so you're a bit more versatile with the band.
Are you able to play noisy music?
A little bit. Yeah.
All it takes is a guitar pedal. Anybody can buy it, I guess. Yeah,
we can get noisy.
Yeah, we have a dynamic set right now, which has a couple of moments where we sort of play a little bit louder. And then at the end, we get a little bit noisy to say goodbye to the people, send them into the night.
Yeah, like make a lasting impression, I guess.
Yeah, to sort of, because all the songs are a bit like tense, maybe in the way that you have to concentrate a little bit and focus, and then at the end we just let everything loose, and then people can, after that song, they're like
reborn.
Yeah. They're washed, and then they can relax after, I think.
You've been a lot on tour.
Yeah.
So how was it so far? Where have you been? What have been the highlights? I mean, the record is more than 1 year old, the latest.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You had a lot of time to to play live.
Yeah. And this tour has been quite nice, actually. Of course, we have two new people in the band, but we practiced for 4 days, and they learned all of the songs, and it seems like they've been playing with us for a long time, so that's super nice. And the tour's been quite relaxed.
Yeah.
I think it's the most relaxed tour we've ever done.
Yeah, maybe short drives as well.
Short drives, and I don't feel so tired during the day, which usually is the case when you're having long drives or stuff, then you sleep in the van, and didn't really do that now.
So. And hospitality is always good in Germany and Switzerland as well. That's why we like playing there, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the short drives, because you play in so many cities?
Right now we're just doing... So we started in Düsseldorf, then we went to Bremen, and then back down Hannover, Offenbach, Mannheim, and then into Switzerland, and now we're back up in Freiburg and then Moers. So it's all on the west side of Germany, and then just going south and going back up. So it's not. Usually we also take in the east, and then it's a lot more driving to get to the different cities. So this tour was quite efficient drive-wise.
Yeah,
very well planned.
Yeah.
What is your live set like? I mean, is it mainly the latest record, Our Blood, or is it a complete mixture of...
It's a mixture of everything, and with a focus on Our Blood,
Yeah, some songs didn't really work live, I guess, of the new record. I think every album that Thijs or we made has a few songs that are difficult to get across.
Usually pretty quickly we find out which songs work live and which songs don't. And then there's a couple of songs that stay in there and a couple of songs that we discard. And so they exist only in the album world, and then there's other songs that exist in the live world too.
So the best live set is in the end of the tour?
I don't know, it's pretty constant. We started out pretty good, I think.
But I think we keep getting better. At least I have the feeling we keep getting better every year.
Yeah.
Or more comfortable.
Yeah, it's getting more, because of course the first couple shows were a bit exciting because of the new guys and playing new songs. But I think we pretty quickly found our way, and now we're getting more relaxed because we know we can do it or something.
Robbie, you said you used to play the banjo or to learn the banjo, and it's still on this record, isn't it? On some
Is it in one song on this one? Yeah, the first one, right?
Third song. Oh, the short one. Yeah.
I didn't play it He recorded it.
Okay. So it's not a live set, the banjo?
No, it was just the way, I guess, it was prominent on the first record, which is very much an acoustic record, I guess, and I think it's good to have the different timbre of the banjo with the acoustic guitar. Back then, we used it live a lot, but it's not a very good banjo we have. It wasn't mine, it was Thijs' banjo, and it detuned a lot, so
Yeah, it was a hassle. It was detuning, and it was really hard to amp it out to mic with the microphone or whatever, and so it was always like,
yeah, people thought, like, the rest of the band, they thought it was a really annoying sound as well. Yeah.
So people in the audience always liked it or something.
I love it. I love the banjo sound. It's so American.
I like it too, a lot still, but we quickly got tired of it. Okay. So we switched to the electric guitar, which you can still play the same parts, sound a little bit different, but still it comes across sort of the same. Of course, it's a bit different, but...
Your latest record, Our Blood. Which blood? Whose blood?
Again.
My family, my nation.
The gang, the blood.
It's about connection, I think. So not necessarily family, or it can also be a partner or friend or something. It's about being connected to someone.
And do you think that if you are connected with someone, then you kind of share blood in a metaphorical way?
In a metaphorical way, yes. Yeah.
It's like the same soul, having the same soul.
Yeah, just the connection to people. And so the album's about loss, about losing this connection. And so that's why I came up with it.
Mm.
That you're still, even though you lost this connection, you're still connected.
Yes.
Sort of.
It's a connection for eternity, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
If you once had it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to be physically existing still together or something, as long as you're connected in your mind. It's still a connection.
And this loss or death, have you seen it coming? So you had kind of time, for example, if somebody has cancer, typical thing, you have time to say goodbye and to realize this loss.
Yeah.
Would you say this is better than the sudden death, maybe an accident? I mean,
I thought about it a lot because I saw it coming, and then you're thinking, is this nicer, better, or worse than not seeing it coming? But I think it both has its pros and cons. Because when you see it coming, you can say goodbye and stuff, but then it's also harder because you know it's coming. And I think when it suddenly happens, then you feel like you didn't have the chance to say goodbye, but then it's also, it happened like that, so it's like ripping off a band-aid, and it's happened, and you can deal with it. So I think it both has its pros and cons.
I think the sudden death, it's the harder time is after, of course, after death. And if
that might be the difference.
If somebody's sick,
then
death when you see marks the point from this point, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
And the time before is
and when you see it coming, you can like deal with it beforehand. And when you don't see it coming, you have to do it afterwards. So,
And especially if this person is suffering a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also difficult. Yeah.
Almost looking forward, so
we're
hoping for.
Yeah, but that also makes it a little bit easier because then you know this person is going to be better or something when it's done.
Yeah.
You don't have to suffer anymore.
So, if you experienced death or dying, would you say that you did understand this phenomenon, death? I wouldn't say so. So I
myself I think
experienced
it's hard.
It last year, maybe same story, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, it's that's why I also don't really understand it. That's why I also have some weird song titles on the record, which are made up words that sound like words that you think might exist, but they don't exist, and that's sort of to visualize this feeling of being confused, and because it is confusing, you know it's there, but still, when it comes close to you, then you don't really know what to do with it or something. And that's what I tried to do on the album, to sort of do something with it, positive, and to deal with it that way.
Yeah, for me it's just like if this person would be on holiday forever on the other side of the world. So
yeah, it still feels a bit like that for me. To be in your hometown and then not visit this person for a long time, and then still have the feeling that you can just go back and visit for a weekend or something, but that's never going to happen. Yeah. But still you have this feeling that it's possible or something, which is also quite nice because then it's not so super final or something.
The song Dakem, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Dakem.
That's one of those words. Dakem? Nothing.
Nothing, okay.
I take it from the D chord, A chord, C chord, E minor chord.
Ah, cool. So I can play it now as well.
Yeah.
Cool. There you sing, I see your body without a mind. And it's, that's really
an
interesting phenomenon to have a body. So it's a human being, you think it's a sleeping human.
Yeah, but it looks different.
There is no mind. And that's
it looks different than a sleeping person.
It looks a bit different, but the main point is that if there is no mind, then it's not a human being, I would say. So.
Yeah, then it's just a thing.
Seems like an object,
almost. Yeah.
And this is so strange.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even if it was the man you loved or the person you loved, so this is so strange. The body you desired, it's gone because the mind you loved is gone.
Yeah. And there, when this is disconnected, then it's really not what it used to be anymore.
Mm.
Then it's just a thing, a weird thing, without any like human connection anymore or something.
Mm.
Yeah, like you said, it's become an object more than a human being.
But it's more weird than horrible or sad.
Mm. Yeah, it's just plain weird. Nothing else, maybe.
And yes, the term body in English, body means as well a dead person. So for the first time I realized that.
Yeah.
So it's just corpus.
Yeah.
This record is as well, so it's about death or loss, but it's as well optimistic and positive message maybe. So what would you say is the chance of death? Dying? Seeing somebody dying?
Yeah, that's hard to say, but I think what I realized is that it's what you of course know, that it's part of life. Death is part of life and it's coming. Even if you want it or not, it's unavoidable. And I think in my case, this person sort of found peace in it. And that was...
In life or in death?
Both, but like when death was coming, found peace in death, that it was coming, and that was in a way a nice thing to see, that once you realize it's going to be over and you've made peace with it and you had a nice life or something, then it's fine. And that's also for the people that are left behind, it makes it easier to deal with. Maybe. Yeah. And it can lead to some, it doesn't have to be all bad. It can lead to positive stuff like nice memories and nice music in this case.
Something if you don't have creative pain, a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Suffering.
Yeah.
But normally people do regret. So if they know they are dying soon, so they say, oh shit, I've
managed
my whole
didn't
life.
Do this.
And
yeah.
why didn't I do this and that?
Yeah,
and so
that's
on.
What
so
the song
wants. Maybe we should learn out of these.
Yeah, but that's words. What the song Wandering is about. Spend my whole life wondering what the outcome might have been. That's also something that's unavoidable, I think. I think even if you've lived this super rich life and you're 90 years old and you're about to go, then you still think what could have been. So, yeah. That's also not a bad thing, I think, because everybody's going to have it. And you, as long as you just do what you want to do, then there are always still things you didn't do or could have done, but as long as you do stuff you want to do, then I think it's good.
Yeah, it's a bit about the opposite between enjoying the moments or to have a big plan, and then in the end you look back and can see if you succeeded.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the better way to live. I would say enjoy the moment, but
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a bit too hippie.
I think it's a matter of consciousness as well. Because in order to do this, to experience this, I don't know how you feel about it, but in order to experience this life in the present, you need to set your mind to some sort of active consciousness, to be conscious about what you are doing now. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, but perhaps are you always conscious about
vaguely,
what you're doing?
Sorry?
Are you always conscious about what you're doing?
No, that's what I mean, that it's... Also, that makes it harder to be successful in this, because you cannot always be in this state of mind that allows you to. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Hope the listener.
Also.
They are very intelligent.
I assume. The question is that people in Germany are highly intelligent, average.
Highly. The title Wandering, so it's not by accident the spelling, wandering, so it's a mixture between to wander and rendering? No, what is rendering?
It's a wandering with an O and wandering with an A. So wandering with an A is just sort of aimlessly walking around.
Okay. Yeah.
And wandering is...
Yeah, maybe in the end, one last song.
Perhaps it translates like flanieren.
Flanieren, okay.
In German.
Wandering, okay, just walking around without any goal.
I thought, in combination with thinking about stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought this was what that means, that it also has.
What do you say in Holland?
Flaneren, you could say.
Flaneren.
I thought it had a philosophical connotation with Walter Benjamin and this kind of stuff, but maybe I'm ill informed. It could be.
Yeah, one song is called Omen, so of course I think of Bad Omen.
Mm-hmm.
There's one line, all I saw was night claiming the day. So the day wants to become night, and for me, of course, day is life and night is death.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like this? So waiting, it's waiting for death or even longing for death?
No, so night is taking over of the day.
But
night is claiming day.
Mm.
It's inevitable, I guess.
Yeah.
But the day is claiming for it, so the...
No, the night is claiming it. Night is claiming the day, so it wants to take...
Okay, yes.
Take over
okay.
from the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this something threatening? That night is claiming the day?
You can say so. Yeah, it's because normally you have the normal day turning into night, which is life, starting in the morning, going into the evening, to the night, and then it ends. And then the moon is showing during the daytime, so this is this omen that something's going to happen, night is coming. And then what I saw in that is that night is claiming day, it's saying, I'm coming, and a bit quicker than you think, because I'm already showing the moon.
The moon
which
is the omen of night.
Yeah, it's like, how do you say that? It's, whatever, it's saying night is coming. Because usually the moon you see in the night, but now I saw it in the afternoon. And then, it's saying night is coming, and I'm showing this to you, it's coming a little bit earlier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's metaphor for death coming.
But normally after every night there comes a day.
So yeah, sure.
It's always
that might be some sort of afterlife.
Yeah, the good, that's reincarnation.
Reincarnation.
And as the good omen could be the bird singing when it's still dark. But
Keep the mystery.
Yeah.
Let's not solve this. Keep the mystery.
We're not gonna solve it anyway.
Okay. I don't know how long did we talk so far. I forgot the time. I
think about 20 minutes.
Okay.
A little longer.
I think that should be okay.
Let's make it
25. I want to hear some good music of you. Okay.
Maybe
you will
play Omen then.
Yes, and tonight live at the Great Ranting Thing, of course.
Yeah.
So
yes.
People come out, even if it's raining the whole day, but it's worth it to come out to IMO.
Yeah, they
thank
have
you
to
so
go
much
inside.
So
inside is dry.
Inside it's right.
Okay. Yeah.